Studies show that as many as 40% of American public school buildings are in poor condition, and that can have an impact on how students learn. School number 16 in Rochester, New York, is one example. It's dilapidated and has been for years. Now the district is moving all the students out in hopes of giving them a fresh start. The story comes from Helene Biandouti of member station WXXI.
The new school year is just about to kick off in Rochester, and it's crunch time at the new city school number 16. Construction workers are busy tearing down old scaffolding and hanging drywall, while teachers like Michelle Michael unload boxes, chairs, and desks from Dolly's and start arranging them in their classrooms for opening day.
He told us at the end of the year, you know, pack up like we're moving, because, you know, it came out. We might be moving, and I was like, okay, let's do it. Can we move tomorrow? You know, here's me throwing stuff in the box.
Here's why Michael and others were in such a rush to get out of School 16.
The peel and paint and rats in the classroom.
Eighth grader Jada Thomas says the old school building is a dump. And School 16 principal Matt Laniak acknowledges there's a laundry list of infrastructure issues at the school.
The floor is just totally sagging all over the place. It's like a roller coaster. And as a result of the floor being so flexible, all the floor tiles keep popping off.
Add to that list bathrooms without sinks or privacy, stairwells missing safety rails, and a 100-year-old building so over capacity, kids sent to detention go to a trailer in the parking lot. Michelle Michael says the poor condition of the building sapped the school of its spirit.
You look at that and it's like, why? Why do you want to take care of your school? So what if I throw a piece of paper on the ground? It doesn't make a difference. There's other paper on the ground.
The school district has known about these problems for a long time. But officials say they have a lot of other schools in need of repair. And while the physical condition of the building has been on the decline for years, so has student performance. School 16 is one of the lowest achieving schools in the district. This past year, only 11% of its students passed New York State requirements in English language arts testing, and 19% passed in math.
They see surroundings that are not very pleasant. It does diminish their desire to learn.
Glenn Earthman is professor emeritus of educational administration at Virginia Tech. He's been studying the relationship between school building conditions and student performance in the U.S. for more than 25 years. Earthman says students who attend schools in disrepair will score anywhere from 3 to 10% lower a year on state tests than students in satisfactory buildings.
So if they are in that building for 6 years in the elementary or 4 years in the middle or 4 years in high school, we assume that this disadvantage is multiplied 4 different times or 6 different times.
This summer, the Rochester City School Board finally decided to move School 16 across town to an updated and much larger school building.
Third grade, right? Yeah. Oh my God, you're going to be up on the second floor.
At a recent orientation in the new building, students and parents walked down the spacious hallways and checked out the large classrooms and the gym. Teacher Michelle Michael thinks the move will improve academics thanks to a change in morale.
I think if you come in and you're happy and, you know, you're all about this place, I think the kids will get it and you'll get more accomplished.
But student Jada Thomas isn't sure all her peers will take pride in their new building.
With the negative people in the school, they'll probably just mess up the school because they see an opportunity with a good school and they'll just mess it up for themselves.
District officials say they hope the new facility will make a significant impact on student performance. However, they say at the end of the day, teachers, students, and families working together will be the solution to turn the school around. For NPR News, I'm Helene Biandouti in Rochester, New York.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.